This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's rare that there's a crossover story on this program featuring superconductors and business models, but that's where we find ourselves today. Researchers in Korea have made an extraordinary claim that they have developed a superconductor that works at room temperatures and pressures, and it has drawn a lot of attention. Also, though, skepticism, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishul reports.
A room temperature superconductor levitates on magnets, transmits electricity with no resistance. It would be revolutionary. Think levitating trains, fusion reactors, significantly more efficient power grids. Korean researchers Suk Bae-Lee, Ji-Hoon Kim, and Young-Won Kwon say they've made one by combining copper and a mineral known as lead apatite.
I think it's a long shot because many extraordinary claims do not pan out.
Doug Nadelson is a professor of physics at Rice University. He has concerns about the underlying data. There have been at least two claims just this year to have found new superconducting materials. One of those was recently retracted. The other requires high pressure to work.
Over the years, there have been a lot of what we call USOs, which means unidentified superconducting objects.
Michael Norman is with Argonne National Lab. The recipe to make LK99 is pretty easy, at least by scientific lab standards. So chemists around the world are trying.
We have people with the lab who grown samples, and they're measuring them, and we'll see what they find.
So far, he says, no floating rocks. Richard Green is a physicist at University of Maryland.
I expect that there will be a room temperature superconductor sometime in the next 30 years.
With so many scientists racing to replicate LK99, he says we should know in a few weeks whether this is finally it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.